Great podcast for you today. We took a lot of phone calls, had some really interesting questions about COVID, some different looks. Stu and I kind of debated for a while. Why is it we feel on the right that we're losing when in fact the data is starting to show we're winning? We're winning. We just have to stay the course. And some exciting news about Kamala Harris. Don't know if you've heard, she hasn't been able to get down to the border because she's been redecorating her office, and it sounds lovely. While you try to, you know, scrape together some money so you can buy some milk on your way home tonight, let me, in the podcast, tell you all about the lovely paintings on her walls.
And don't... By the way, if you want a lovely painting for your wall, let me recommend glenbeckart.com.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I don't know if Kamala's got one of those, but if you go to glenbeckart.com, you can get a print of one of Glenn's paintings. You're not going to have to spend the cash for the real ones, which are it's almost Hunter Biden levels, honestly, at that point.
Yeah, but except, none of the money comes from China.
No, and you can actually paint.
And you don't meet my dad, which would be spooky at this point. But.
You can check that out, glenbeckart.com. And I will say, my gift to the art world, you know, Elon Musk was named Person of the Year by Time Magazine yesterday. You can get the Afghanistan, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Person of the Year, Taliban Joe Biden, the t-shirt,
wow,
the mug. I think you're going to love
great.
It.
That's great.
You can get that at talibanjoemerch.com. Promo code GLEN20 will save you 20%.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
All right. All right. Let's get back to the phones. We had Matthew on from Delaware just a few minutes ago. And your question again, can you restate it, Matthew?
Yes. Pretty much just how do we go forward in trying to talk to people and have conversations about all these things that we're dealing with when they are genuinely misinformed about what the situation is, specifically regarding COVID and how the actual truth about all of this stuff is so hard to get a hold of, and it's constantly being changed, and kind of all the odds are stacked against us, you know?
So Matthew, let me go through a couple of things. First of all, you have to, when you have a discussion with somebody, not an argument, a discussion with somebody,
correct,
you need to start with, are you set in your ways to where if I provide information that is factual, that you will reconsider or possibly change your mind? Because if you do that with me and you have things that I don't know, I'll check into them. But if they turn into, if they are facts, then I would be a horrible citizen and really kind of a bad person if I didn't change my mind. So you need to preface it, right? You need to preface it with that. Then you also need to say, because some of these things, most of our problems, you know, for instance, with coronavirus, my problem is not just, you know, does the vaccine work or is it a therapeutic, et cetera, et cetera. Mine is based on the Bill of Rights. Our biggest problem should be that you're being forced to take it. If you're not forced to take it, then you take it if you want to. And that's Bill of Rights. So I have started all of my discussions with people that I don't know. Do you believe in the Bill of Rights as written? If they say no, then you can move on. Now, here's the problem. You are exactly right when it comes to the facts being deleted, the facts changing,